Ja, inmiddels zijn we Goofy Gimmel bij CP's, Sugar Verschlaken. We are discussing case when you mix together things that are nechel chai and things that are not nechel chai. And we do a gemara daf on Meches, we examine a case of karsha de hirsna. I mean, it's basically a case over here where you take this hirsna, the shimon over here, and you fry it together with kemach. The gemara says, we're going to mix it for you, the mice is usher. Says the gemara, what's the chiddush? You might think that the shimon, they're cooking it together, is nechel chai. And the kemach of mice is not nechel chai, kemach has to fry it together. You might think that if it's a shimon, the kemach is the ikker, therefore nechel in the category of bishlakim. That's not nechel chai. But first, they speak out, and over here we're getting about two things being mixed together. We're saying the kemach is the ikker. Kemach was not the ikker, the shimon was the ikker, echnami, the loch would be not nechel in the category of bishlakim. They say that's to get to the two columns here, nechel chai, we call oilel shulchan malachim. Again, we get to nechel chai, we look at what the ikker is. The get to oil shulch malachim, look at the end of the day. Is this thing oil shulch malachim or not? We don't care what the ikkar of the tefillah is, we look at the pile. Is oil shulch malachim or not? Now, the shalom is what defines ikkar and tefillah. So, we're saying, we learned that our chayim, the rest of the places, the chul, the vayazara, they speak out, that's the sugi negate of brachas. I mean, one of the questions we'll have to address, especially from next man, is why is shaker not a bayad bishalachim? Shaker's oil shulch malachim, why is it mutter? So where our Tosfos answers, in one teretz, he says, the ikker is water, the water is nechel chai, and therefore he says, why is the ikker water by Rai making bracha shakal on the Ebedhorari, not by Rai Mimizainis? Once that's the ikker over here, therefore the Namabaya of Bishalakam. So you see over here what defines the ikker and tuffle, how do Kilpan they get the sugar brachas? Brachas, we're singing shakal, that means the water is the ikker, therefore the loch is not, the Namabaya of Bishlakim mitzvah sugya nechel chai. The Rosh should be Torah, Beis Shlomo, they speak out. The sugya over here, what defines something, is brachas. Speaks out the Beis Shlomo, that's very good why the Gemara took a case of kash the hirsna. I mean, to get the brachas, the klal is one of the roivas, that's the ikker. Except by the chamisha meyadogim. Loch is, that's always a case of the ikker hagabat samiyat. So it comes out over here by kash the hirsna, you might think that a shuman is the ikker because it's a roiv. Kamashmon, a gamut is the roi. When you get to brachas, the sugar of kamach is always chamisha meyadogim is the ikker. Therefore, over here, since over here it's the kamach over here, therefore the get of oil shulchan malachim, or not nechel chai, it's the sugar of kamach, because that's a problem to get the sugar of brachas. So it comes out what you look upon. You look upon nechel chai, it's the brachas shabai, and then you get to the roi over here. You call them to get the sugar of brachas. Now, when you get to brachas, it's always a bit mavucha, if the mazayas is always the ikker. So why in the world are we making a mezainis, a shakal and shittel? Your question, why make a shakal on your soup? You have kutim inside. Your question, that's a question you get to brachas. So all that kind of grapple with, and the pigma vuchel, what clearly the answer is. The kalvi is negate the first, you say shabbat is, whatever is, when you mix two things together, negate the nechel chai, whatever the loch is negate the brachas, that'll make it over here, negate the sugar of nechel chai. Generally, it's the loch and Sif Gimel, which sounds like a little bit of a stira. Sif Gimel is the case of Panada. Panada we have already early in some Kufiyot base above. Over there, the case of here is a Knish. And you have inside of it, Ruach Shuman. That's how the Shach explains. Allah has a Shuman inside, the case of meat inside, the fish inside, anything sure. You cook these two things together. The here at the pass, we have a Heta Pass Palter. Machabi with its cloud, the boy, its cloud. We have a Heta Pass Palter. Neged to Shimon, neged to Bishlak, we'll never have to pass Palter. The Kamel, we hear the Knish and the dough on the outside has a lacha passed before it's mutter. My Shaykh and the Shuman that's cooked inside, the dough that's cooked inside, bosses inside, will not have that Palter. They will also have Bishlakim. Says the Mechaber, Agam the pass of mice is mutter. However, they cannot eat the pass. The Shimon that was inside was belay inside now the Knish, and therefore it's also been sounded secret Bishlakim. Bishlakim. Now, the question of the Chur, we have a serious debate versus a Gimel. Sibbe is saying, what's a Lachal? The same idea is we look at whatever the Sugi Negate of Brachas is, that defines the idea negating from Nechel Chai, from a special Akum and Akum. Over here, by the Knish, when you have the Shuman, you take away the Shuman, take the boss away. In the left of the Knish, and you have only the police inside the Knish over here. What Bach do you make? Make a Mazainus. If it's Mazainus, we pass Palter. Pass Palter as a Heter. Suppose I claim the two separate cases of phases of Gimel, let me be very clear about. Sif Beis is you cook two raw things and you're cooking them together over here.
So now we'll mix it together. This entity we want to get the final look upon brachas. My shaking the gear to our case over here is you first get two things, you have two separate entities. The boss is also. The fish is also, the shuman is also, and the past mice is mutter. Then the blias went from one to another. Then once came also the pass, once came also the shuman and the basar, what came also now was inside the pass, not upon brachas anymore. When he was also, once is an issachal upon it, now the blias come also. That's one you saw with the difference between surveys of Gimel is. They says you mix it together before it was cooked, and Gimel you mix it together, blias after it was cooked. You can still ask a question. Then we go back to Locha in Simuk of Yubayz, over there the sugya of Bikr, when you have intertwined paths with things that are a problem. Locha is, do you go after Shisha or not? You pass the Shulam says, go after Rav. After Rav, not Shisha. Over here, in Simuk of Yubayz, by Bishul, Akim, do you go after Rav after Shisha? We have Bukha at the end of the Simuk, the Shachar would make a Rav, all those in the case of Shisha. According to Shachar, in the case of Rav over here, if so, Lachuya the Shuma, they went inside the pass. I can't even taste the Shuma inside, let me bottle over here. Have you bottle over here inside the circle? It looks like a Bishul Akram, like Pasakram's bottle, but in the case of Bishul. Sidman Kazakov and Kirag over here, as brought down in the Chavadas over here, same you say, that number one shoe is Bittul, but the Klal of Bittul means it's not Nicker. You have the Pasakram with the Knish, and you turn it inside out, you see this Shuma there, you see it there, it's Nicker. So the Klal of Bittul after you, it's not Nicker, it's Nicker, you won't have the center. That means there are 2 points in Sif Gimel. Number one, to find Sif Gimel versus Beis, the chilk over here, whether it's Mu'ur before it comes together or after it comes together. So Beis beforehand, they will go after the Ikar of Sif Gimel Brachas, so Beis and Ikar mix them afterwards, and what's the also answer? A second is, one of the Heter Bittul, one could it's Nicker. Sif Talad, the Sif Gimel Shvachas, Shivcham, Ladaka, in the case of Eved, the father, the same you said over here. So first, they gave to these workers for you. That's in the 3 different types of workers you can have. One, you have Bezman Chazal, that you own the Shivcha, you own the Eved over here. A second type is something that you rent for a year or two. And third, we have Bezman Azer, your Azeret, your Poylem, your workers for you. 3 different types, and obviously you have to build one to another. First, the case of Shvachas Bezman Chazal. So the basis of example, Shalom from Rishonim, the Aban versus the Rashba. The Ban says over these shvachas, what they mean? It means people that you own, that they have a chiv of shvisa on Shabbos. So much so that they are yours, that they have to shvisa on Shabbos. Therefore, when they come and go cook for you, in essence, what is it? They're really yad kiyad balayim, the way the Chalpunyam explained Shabbat on Ban, they're really extension of you, right, an extension upon you, that just like Behim has to have a shvisa on Shabbos, with him, this Eved, the Shiv has to have a shvisa on Shabbos. And therefore, once the extension upon you, there's no bayim sense to give chasnas. Why they're etzem? They are mavakel to you. They're chelka to you. There's no kiyur das over here. Not they can get a bishul akum. I mean, first you have a ban, and the law says kumoni shul yisrael. And therefore, since they're essence extension of you, just like if your animal cooks you, there's no bayah bishul akum. But you also okay to have the shifa, the extension of you, and there's no bayah bishul akum. Regular shifa. One reason. A second reason why, says Rashba, why there's nobody have a shifa you own, because since they're forced to go work for you, they have to. They're your slaves. You can hit them. In the olden days, the mamash were real slaves over here. Since they were slaves over here, there's no getting a cure of das. I mean, you come along, there are 2 reasons why to matter real slaves. Slaves that bet them own over here. One, mitzvah, the extension of you. Well, second reason why they're forced to work for you. And therefore, again, the Ramban is make all the rights of Chayin Nagu. The meaning seemed to be, as man of Chazal, that the slaves that you own might know by Abishal Akim. Asad Hashemi, the Rashba, that he is brought down again, it's a Jewish Ramban, but that's Mr. Rashba here. He comes along and he says, no, at the end of the day to be Machmer, truth is a Svati Mekel. Rashba says, why? Loi Chilcha Chazal, the Xeyosom, Nichol get a Vloy Plug, the way the Ritva says over, Kolshkin, mad a person, a friend, a person cooks for you. Why make a Ban Chasnas? With someone lives in your house, a shivkut by you all the time, you hear these different stories, people live by you, the Ezra says, certainly Allah has come, making a bond, a connection, a relationship with one another, and therefore, forget, by shvokh to stay by you, forget, that should be the side of chasnas. So, your machlokes among the Rishonim is a heter by a real slave. The Ban, the Maisa says, is a heter, v'chein nogu. The Rashi, the Rishon might say, there is no heter. Kamal, the Meiri, and the Raw, the Maisa, they say, for the Ebon, we carry Mekel. It means, first among the Rishonim, by slaves, machlekes, Rabban is Mekel, Rashbun or Mikvah is Machmer, and the one of you said if you make one of the other. The way Mechabahar brings it down to Sevdalet, the word of Yesh Misha Matur, Yesh Misha Oyser. What does that mean? So, Betzen in Kholman, the Mechabahar, you have a Stab Yeshimim, the Loch is Gestab. When you have a Yeshimim and a Yeshimim, how do you pass it? What does that mean? So, the Shamam, the Achrein, the way the Kabachayim, that usually the God is strong, how they follow him, it means Betzen are two sides there. And therefore, Betzen to be Machmer, Machmer. Second sheet of the mindset to be Machmer, have Machmer Tchak, you can't be Mechel. What to be Samacha, Machmer Tchak. Again, the Chazitchak, when he says, when the Chalik Zayin, he says, what does it mean? Two sides, depends. The Reis is to be Machmer, the Avot to be Mechel. I said, the Nesvah sound like to go, Yesh to Yesh to be Machmer, less than Machmer Tchak. Tzana Sheni, you read the. And that means B'shat Chak, go like them, Ba'ad Mechei Nogel. Tzana Sheni, the Mashal, the Gwen over here, very clear, they say to Asa, feel the other. And then we have Rashi over here, Ritva to be Machmer. Atzana Shlishi, Peter says, Ramban said, Mechei Nogel, Mechei Sol, the Meis, the Mechel. It's Shalom with Rabbonim. If they get to Mishal Seikim, to go up to after Mechel. At Sabbath V, Ramon says, but you have it, to be Mechel there. That means you get to the Tana Paskin, you have options, different sides, either B'shat Chak, get the Mechaber, what's also the Goyim Mashal, or Peter is Mechel, or the case of Yabba Diabed. Now, what does it mean, Ramon, to Mechel, but you have it? They point out, you look up the Mekor Shavoy, it's in fact the Taz, look at that, Kamoishis Kambi Issevet Aruch. Look at the Issevet Aruch. Mice is saying to be Mechel only with Tziruch of Basis Roll. We'll have to get to the Ravid Sheet over here. The Ravid Sheet that says the Basis Roll, there's nobody of Chasnus, nobody might put some Tommy inside, can't be making the Basis Roll. Therefore, says the Taz and the Goy, look at the Dakar Moshe, that was not Mechel B'di'evet by Shvachos. He's only Mechel B'di'evet with Tziruch a case of a Basis Roll. Now, there's an obvious question here. Very nice that B'zman Rishenim, that's slaves. But come along the Shach and Is, and the Taz really seems to bother the same question. In the times of the Ramah, there were, at least where you seem to live, there were no slaves over there. There didn't seem to be the Metzias over there. They seem to have something called Skira, something that went for a long time. So how in the world is Ramah saying to be Mekel, but the Evid over here, Mekel what? They didn't sound like they had in those days. Again, if you argue the point in history, I know, President America, but it sounds like where the Shach is asking the question, they not sound like they have any real slaves in the times of them on the 1500s. They can't be shlomim. So there seem to be, the Shach has four options how to stand Pshat in the Shlomo over here. One is, he's saying, Echlami, he's not discussing the Sechiris that went to the, in Europe for a long time, a year, two, 3 years. He's discussing Avodim, the real slaves, the old over here. And he's going like the B'diab B'Shemich upon the Amban, those who the Torah says are Muzah upon the case of Shabbos. Echanam and Gate, they're not more, they're not the Zor upon Shabbos, no to the Milo, the Ulachim upon them. And the Echanami, it was not the Gate, they're more. It's going back to the Ramban Shito, Mechaber, but the Skirus of Europe was not the Gate, it's a local. So it means B'dievet Mitzad, Yagin Torah, B'yatia, but not Mitzad Mitzias. A second way the Shakal of Vernon says, what he means over here, to be Samech, we make B'dievet, meaning in the case over here, and basis row. The Rabbi Chito. You should make him a Taz figure of a basis role. Now, again, the Taz says only Mokum Seer. If you think even without Seer, if it wasn't Mikkel, basis role. I said a Shlishi.
Isn't that the second thing that I'm saying?
No, it's really the third thing. No, that's, no. You get the next thing you're saying. The third thing the Shach says over, it means he's saying over here, me putting on upon the sorrow, that can we not be, it's EFG, don't do a case of Chitoi. We know, the Ramah is going to go on further saying it's not possible that more person has not do a case of Chitoi. The Ramah says it works in the case of Loi Kavona, like the Shach and Taz. That's what it means. On that fact, the Shach, I, that's a Hemshech of the Ramah, on those words, is Russian. Said of the even that Chilu B'Samech upon Beis Yisrael, not a case of Chitoi. And that he says, the Shach, Loi Tiktok, Lav Davko. Somehow he's saying a case of Lav Davko. It means Lav Davko in this situation. Which again, Mimavuchi points out, doesn't sound that way in Shach and Ramah. A Saturn V, he comes along and says, you have to realize why by a slave we came along to be Mechel. There are two reasons. We had a Ban, we had a Rashba. The Ban's reason why is the Yad is like your Yad, but why they have Shvish on Shabbos, the extension of you is not Shaykh to you. That's not Shaykh, Bizman de Ramo. The Rashba is another reason why. Because he's doing it by Kochan against his will. There's no Kravos, Kira Das, who's doing it against his will. The second Svaro of a slave does apply, but Skiris Bizman is a. Does apply. that points out lechora as the lishver that the basis of that commotion all beings on the Rabban's reason, not the Rashba's reason. Maisa courts the Rashba's reason. Well, they have to even discuss bezmanaza. That means it comes out first. Negat the shvach bezman chazal machlekes Rabban Rashba uvucho. Negat the shvach the excuse over here. Again, it depends if you go to like the Rabban or the Rashba. According to Rabban, Maisa will not have better. According to Rashba, Maisa will have better. Now, Maisa, what are you going to do with this practically? So first, Shvach negate the Schirus will lead to next case over here. A Shvach is negate to Poilim Bezman Hazeh. So negate the Schirus over here. They went for year, 2 years, 3 years. They had to force to work against you. The Maisa and those point out the Mechaber have to sheet at the end of the day. Come over the Pichonsh of the Maisa to be Machaber. So Maisa to be Machaber over here. Chachmazon says we make all Machmav Samurbo. Tav makes it safe for basis role. And in this het over here, they point out you have to have three columns over here. Number one is dafka if a shifra in a bais of Yisrael. What's in a shifra in a bais of Akram? It doesn't have a heter. The second thing is dafka when he cooks for you. When he cooks for himself, Avav is no heter by shifra. Like his excuse. And number three, they get involved with, let's say he cooks for another Yisrael, not for you. Is there a heter not? Mavucha, Yad Shol, and the Adonazer. That's again, they get to excuse. They went for year, 2 years, 3 years. They can force them to work for you. Which again, is not the gate of Zmanazah, that's the gate of Zmanadramo. Now leads to the next shlav.
What about the Goyish, the Mitzvah
Talmud? That's the next shlav. That's the third shlav, right? We're making shlav in there.
They're not in the second?
No, in this case, with the Shach saying you can force them to work for you. We'll get to why Arrow you try to force them, they're the boss. Again, they hired them for 5 years, taking the court, they're stuck, they're by you, they're locked in, no shoes and shabbos. I mean, it sounded like they were slaves, they were yours forever. Then this case of Schirus, I was locked in for a couple of years. They couldn't get out of it. Now, at least today, you get to our Azeres, our workers, people working in Yeshiva, and the factory, and the restaurants, and the houses. What exactly are they? I mean, you have to realize, we made three shlavim over here. The case of the ownership's real slave, that is Machlokes Rabban Rashba. Not that simple. We went to the next shlav of Schirus, Shachas, four pshatim over here. One pshatim may have a heter. Now come to the third level of a pile. Why is a pile different? The way the Chavos Menon points out, first of all, when you have a pile in your house, I have a pile in my house. I don't do toilets. I don't do windows. I do what I want. You fire me, you have no worker for you. I mean, it's a mess of who's the boss over here. Kodol Odol Atzmoy. Like when it says in the Chazal, Kodol Odol Atzmoy, Bezmalazah, any shift they have in your house, any cleaning in your house, Kodol Odol Atzmoy. It's partial. I told him not to touch things. I have to tie up my grape juice. He likes grape juice. So I have to tie it up every time he comes. Otherwise, spill out. I know he takes it. I tell him, no, don't take it. He takes. Well, who are you? Fine. He cleans what he wants. He does what he wants. He does it slowly. He does it as is. Fine. And trying to do toilets. Woo. No, we don't do bathrooms. Each one on his own. Some people do care. Some don't care. Pesach cleaning. Do what I want. I'm coming tomorrow. He doesn't show up. He does. He comes the next day. A different day. Well, it's good for me. Not good for me. Right? They do what they want. Second, as they point out, is that it says, they can quit. They can decide, I'm not working here. One day shows up, no, I'm just working for somebody else, get paid more money. They can do whatever they want. So there's no arkofe, they can leave whenever they want. That's number one. And therefore, it sounds like, what are they? You've met them a palter. What's a palter? A palter does what he wants, he sells to you. I choose to sell to you for a couple of days, and then I try to sell to somebody else. It sounds like our poilim is manazer, or met some palters who happen to work in your house, and work in somebody else's house, and then somebody else's house. Till whoever gives them more money, till he finishes stealing from you, gives himself to the next person. Each one onto his own. So, finally, they have the different levels over here. So, the big time over here, the pilum over here, I'm being serious. You know that. Fine. So the case over here, these pilum, the Azeret, the big time of Maisha, who says they have a head to be smart to be serving upon it? So, the Chank Nyom and Dov Tzorachian, the source of Mechalik, you argue the point. Maybe Shalami is serious, it is definitely get a shot. Maybe it is, because they're working by you. Meister Kamel Rabelski, know you, Abnashe Klein, Rav Strumach is beside this way, he says at the end of the day, they're past Balter. They have workers who in essence come to work in your house, but they have no shaykh as being a real nebel over here, not a shichel. It's actually, Chavdas, he has a shum about to get to a case of a restaurant, a worker over there. He said, no, that's the category over here of a seicher. The Yaakov goes this way, Nebel Shalom wants to go this way. At the end of the day, They have work for you. And they said that the hetter is no kir das. They ain't paid. They're slaves in the house for those 3 hours. So since they're slaves in the house for those 3 hours, again, they don't wish you to do what you go do over here. In essence, they're still working for you. There's no kir das. So this is mavucha, again, from shlav to shlav to shlav, from ownership to schiris to poilim l'zman hazeh. Now, Kamal Gataz, and he says, how the Paskin, he says, by the case of a shivcha, in the base Yisrael, he can be mekel. So we'll have to first now address base Yisrael and get back to what's going on. That means we have a place in Daf Lamaches that says, what's the state over here of Bishlakim? He brings down a shalom on Rishaynim, and Rashi says, the reason over here, he might give something as Dava Tomei. Mashenki, he says, more Mustafa, Rashi says, the Mishnah, Mustafa, the Sugya of Chasmas. Kamal, he brings down a Ravit, but Ben Avram, it's not the same Ravit of the Rambam. Different Ravid, we'll call him the Ravid. The Ravid over there says, how are we doing a case of a basis role? Neither Sora applies. The Sada Sora giving the Tommy, it's a basis role. Sada the idea of Chastas, not again, it's a basis role over here. However, we'll look further, it brings down Taisha, the Baron Tom does not agree. Then the day Chazal will not make Chalik over here. That's also be Chush, because inside something the Tom over here, the Maisa to be Machmer. The Machalik is in Taisha, the Ravid, first Baron Tom, is there a Heter basis role? Is there a Heter? That means that Ravid says, yeah, neither Sfar nice applies, we're Makel, but he went this way. Masha Enkin, the Bay Tam, disagrees, and the words of the Bay Seisav is the fact that the Rishayim did not bring down the Heter, all the Rishayim agree to be Machmer. They don't bring it down. The Shulman on a very simple Eitzah. Any time you work for the Bay Seisav, they don't have this, they did not bring down this Eitzah of a Bay Seisav. The fact they don't bring it down, the Rishayim agree to Bay Tam to be Machmer. Therefore, the Mechaber in Sif Aleph says, Afilu Bekli Yisrael, Uber basis all, there is no heter, there is a bishalakam. That means Machabit Sifal stops off right away, steamers Rishon, nice to be asked, he speaks out black or white. The Voshkov was on them, the kids in Benishchai, the mice they go this way. Again, this Taz sounds like, in the case of Schiris, together with idea of basis all, the mice can be mekel, can be mekel. Now the word of Ramah is, person is known to be mekel. In the house where you have shvachs of avodim, because the eaf sure the person not to chitoy ma'ach. So what does that mean? He's like putting a couple things together. Explains our for shulchan. He's saying three things together, then you can be mekel. Number one, in case of shirim, people you rent to a hard for you in your house. Second, in case of beis sod, in case they arrive it. And third, you have a case of chito over here. When you have all three together, then a person can be mekel. That's not good local. Even upon that, come over for shulchan says. Why not him to Mekel? He said, "Avada Bria Machmer." His words of Chenemiga Poshuk Vein Lashanis. Unless the place they did not let you have Jewish workers, there's certain places the workers cannot be Jewish over here. In those places, then you have the Tzir of Schiris. And in the case of Beisol and the Chidur, then a person can be Mekel. Now, what defines Beisol? That means Beisol means a Jewish house. What about a restaurant, a yeshiva, any public area? Is that nichlag in the category of a base of Yisrael? So I would see who argues on the whole entire locha says, well, my son, nichlag in the category of base of Yisrael. The Bi'aymi says it's a limit's chus in the base of Yisrael. Shai Dabliski of Nelensal says yeshiva, these public faces are nichlag in the base of Yisrael. Then Shai Atzal Shani, Chaim Kniefki of Rav Yorobach said, no, base of means a house to be sold, that's a yachid. Case of a public area, yeshiva, a restaurant over here, that's more, that not nichlag in the category of base of Yisrael. That's Aleph. Second is the whole time heter of Beis Yisrael is why Ketsuga put in something in its code. They said the heter says it right in Taisus, no shayla of chasnas, and also because not put in the tummy. Let's say the owner of the Beis Yisrael is the chileni. Our time, let's say a pizza shop or a restaurant owned by chileni, lashkafel. So do you have a heter of a Beis Yisrael? So they have shtomach. No, we have chileni. The mechal shabbos for hesio. That's a Beis Yisrael. So you are shishachter. My shisol by putting something that's Tov Tomei inside. And therefore it says the heter beis yisrael means dafka when say shem etar mitzvus, that's the seed of the ravid, that's what not shem etar mitzvus. So it comes out this idea to be semich upon the b'dieved, or beis yisrael and shvacha is, Ramah saying what? Only with chitoy. This man is there. Do we have the idea, the concept of chitoy? Today we're not coming to heat up our houses. That means this concept of here of shvacha and the beis yisrael. The Modi Mekel only see for a third thing. That means this idea that people want tiny of a basis role, or the idea of Poilim, the Modi is saying not that way. The Modi is saying, the Noigim to Mekel said, we have three things, and even that Dr. Shulman said he's not happy with.
Even then he says only get Jewish workers, not Jewish workers. Once you get Jewish workers, not semich upon their ma. And the ma is only making when it comes to Yev Shem Lichitoy. This man is there. We don't have the kind of Yev Shem Lichitoy. It comes out of the Amol, so there should be no much better. So, what are the other ten can be semich upon? So, there is a shell we just mentioned before. Is there a hetar palter by Bishul? Is there a hetar palter? That means, what is the second question is a hetar of a factory. Bishkarishas. Two different things over here. First, again, in the case of a palter, come with Mitatz, and he wants a tiny number, Mitatz will only do Achredim. He says, by pass, there's supposed to be more machmor on palter than by the case of Bishul. Why could pass some is choshev, you order, lechem yichodim, it's high nefesh, and then a pass is what you machmer, where you're stuck with some kind of mekel and palter. But by bishul, nobody has a sugi mekel chasnas, not a choshev, fine, some things we need to wear. But then if he wants a tiny, it's not shy chasnas, the eastik and the utm, not sorry, and the job of here. This one again, the fact that the eastik and the job of here, by bishul, there is a heter palter. Chidush and meritats. Bishul is a heter palter. Any bakery or store that makes things should not be a problem. Now, is that to be sonichon? So first, you look at the base. So if Simi Kufi base, he writes clearly that we do not have a hetar palter by Bishul. The Pirim Golem of Simi Kufi base discusses what's the chilti Bishul and pass. Agav, the Pirim Golem stops at Simi Kufi base, and that's the last time he writes something. Kufi Gimel onwards, he's not. Agam AI quotes me a Pirim Golem in Simi Kufi Zayin. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, and I had to go check, make sure it wasn't there. So yeah, I just quoted something. Hopes Allah will from your deck of design. So yeah, maybe has somewhere a Prim Golem. But once you pass Kufi Beis, there's no over here of Prim Golem. So he writes the Simon Kufi Beis. Seriously, really quoted me Kufi Design. I'm like, come on. And Simon Kufi Beis, he writes over here the difference between the case of pass versus Bishul. The pass is at the palter, and Bishul is at the palter. The Chidah goes this way. The Chaznish, the Shemayu, and Numa Tachan Mignan, there is no heter. There's a question to Mitzarif to Mitatz. Make it as a Tzirif. We'll get to the case, he can't make it Tzirif. So the Asher says, you cannot even Mitzarif. The Rafal Chazit Shuba says, even as a sniff, you can't. Chalks Biyom gets involved. Have you look at the Dain Weiss and Shuba and the Chelik Gimel? He says, why not? Mitatz is willing to go after him. That's Mitzarif and Sayyid Palter. The Padre and the Chelik Gimel also wants to Mitzarif it. Chalchav Yitzchok. Shtemachol, no one say maybe you can. If your Oimus says you can. That's a Palter. Take it now a step further over here. There's a heck they call, not just a palter of a bakery, something called a factory. What's the difference between a bakery and a factory? So the difference is, the way Moshe sets up a tshuva, he writes about the Chelek Gimel, he discusses that the idea of a bakery is something they can make at home. I can make it, I can make challahs, they make challahs. I can make cake, they can make cake. I can make meat, they can make meat. The gates are certain things I can't make. There's certain things that a person can't make. For example, can make tail chefs. No, make judges. I don't know how to make it. I don't know if the way they do. You can make it do. You can make Pringles. You can make. You can make egg rolls. You can make. Make sardines. There are certain things that people can make over there. Therefore, Moshe asked the question in the gate to egg rolls. The way, I mean, I know houses make egg rolls, but the way the stores or the manufacturers make it doesn't come out to be the same way. Now, it could be maybe today we have better technology. I'm not sure. Maybe they sell it ready. Even the ones you buy ready are really, they're all made for you. People at home don't make egg rolls. So Moshe wants to tell you certain things that people do not make at home. But the case of a palter, he says, what's this svarti machmer? That's when you can make it, they make it. So Chazal came along and said, leplok. I'm not shy chasas by a palter. Not shy. They're working, they're umen over here. There's no kir of das, no relationship, no bond over here. But the work has nothing to do with the guy bargaining. They're not accused there. But Chazal says, since you can do it also, kir of das, leplok. But something, the whole thing that you're making is not possible for any you to go make. And the whole metzias of this thing that's being made over here, the place it has to be in a factory, so it does not apply the concept of leplog. Leplog means it's shaykh. This situation is not the way leplog. This case, the maestro should not shaykh about what the maestro going to make. What's not shaykh, the case of tuna or sardines or anything like over here, why should we nickel the category of bishlakim, of chasness, is not shaykh in a parasha of chasness. By force from Chicago, he's Moshe to a Moshe. He says, not only is it something that a person in Moshe cannot make, but first, from Chicago. He's Moshe also, when he says over and he gives shit to all our scrofers, also usually factories are places that not are in the area of where people live. Since a faraway place, not over here, since usually a different place, of it's a remote area, also not shy chasses and kribos. they're in India making it, or even someplace in New York, but some strange area that's not remotely close to a person, so he's been wasted. That's not shy this sugim chasmas. Even Moshe wasn't not to think this mikra idea of mitzvah to go off. Things that factor that you cannot make at home, no baya of bishulakum. Now, do we go to this Moshe? Not. So first of all, there is a shayla of Moshe being mekel straight up, or only mitzvah sniff. I mean, the question is, we spoke about last time, Moshe says no het to borrow to matim townships. So yes, but I mean, Moshe no het to borrow a factory townships to be matter. You just mark things that are not shy from here. So people spoke to him, not to Greenblatt, the one who the tshuva was written to, and they wanted kind of that Moshe was saying over. First, the tshuva he wrote over here was that, I think it was the tshuva over here, he said that he was sick, he couldn't write it, someone else wrote it, they read it, he signed over here. But not the Greenblatt said, but he always used as a sniff. He wouldn't want to be Michael straight up. He said he held it very stark, his name is Lamitoy, but he put one more thing together with it, then he was always Samech upon the Satter. That means he said, for example, the pilot will get the Lachan to Zion, Ishmeish, Ramal, it's a massive Kiddush. He says that, together with the head of a factory, the Meister can be Michael. That means he gets the chips per se, unless you have it here. So Meister, we have a Moshe at this head over here that any factory is not Nichol Sugim Chaspers. Now, there are others who disagree. The words of Ravaz and Shub the Chalafes, his words are Pelo, Pet of Eflio, Melo, Samchachas, Shom Palisat over here. This is a Chadish, Ravaz and Chadnes, they want to argue. Asad Hashemi, Avon says, Sarif Hashit will call Apochus. Vidam Zilba says he can, Shlom Miller says, Maisi Kam and Sarif is concept over here that the factory is not trying to secure Chasmas. That means number one, you have a Maritats, but every Palter. Number two, by case of a factory. With this now, let's go back to the case. People ask me, Afkabura, can you eat chips from Maisi? Tail chips. Why tail chips? That's probably the biggest question I got. Kenny Pringle, my colleagues over here. Just to bring out the point of where it's what the sound of here is to why Lukashili can. Now what I do, people can ask what do I do? Nothing to do what I do. You little thing, you should know what you do over here. The Maisa first. The Shalat and Bakoli is the Gertu tells Oyla Shopalachman at. Fine, my colleague is Archon Shogun says, not Oyla Shopalachman. If I think you go this way, Chokhmazan, the pastures tells are Oyla Shopalachman. That's the pastures, tails. But you do have a sniff maybe. If I'm a friend of one named tells, not Oyla Shopalachman. Number two, chips. Chips are not Oyla Shopalachim. Again, I know I quoted it one statement at a cocktail party, they have it. I don't know if that's itself in the category of Shopalachim, but I don't think even my cocktail party is Shopalachim. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think Shalom Zoch is in the category of having chips. That's not Shopalachim. So I said, chips are not Oyla Shopalachim. That's the pastures. Let's come on, all this from go. What's the reason to be Machmam tail chips? What's the story here? Because we had a pre-chadosh that's very solar, warming down, but shot in the shack by the case of Korkavon and Bnei Ma'ayin. Over there, Agam, the Shach said, not Oyla Shopalachim, still to be Machmer. What to be Machmer? They want to say, Pshat, the Shach, is Loi Pluk. We go after the men. Once Betel's Oyla Shopalachim, Agam tell Chips, not Oyla Shopalachim, to be Machmer. Now, first of all this is Yisrael Shavoy. They're saying it's not Oyla, but to be Machmer. First of all, Numa's not going to point out, look at the Mekar Shavoy, the Shach, that's not what he's saying. The Mekar Shavoy, the Shach, as Maisa is saying, it's Nichol, the category of Apokroids, and is Oyla Shopalachim. Is other shulchan aruch. Number two is even want to tell me that's like pluk. The pichodesh shita come to argue the mechaber and the Torah. What kind of the things are made for dessert are not nichol in category of shulchan aruch. Well, gam they are other shulchan aruch. Mashal tray. So they come over this way. Number three, you have a heter palter. Number four, you have a heter of a moshe of eitz chareshus. Number five is the case of Grabonin. The most cool Grabonin, we'll learn the second and the simon, that we never cash the things through a case of Akolo, by a case of Alitur, except by Bishlakim. It's a cool Grabonin. That means it comes out, even on its side, they want to say, Lit Plum inside the Min, with that self Kamacholkin. We have a nice little four super, left that one on the tier. This is my Sham over here, also says, the law is that if you change the tzur of how to serve it, like boiled chicken, also not Oyla Shopalachim. Even though the thing after the middle like pluk, let's say it changes the zero, also not Oyla Shopalachim. That means it comes out, even on the Chadish, like Pichadish like pluk, we have four Tzirufim of Drabon to be Mekel. You have a what you Mekel, either we shall have zero, or because it's never get a paparet and Oyla Shopalachim called Pichadish, no Ha'el Chomro, and we Tats, and you have a Moshe. So, on the Chiddish, or the Pichadish of the Min, you have four Tzirufim of Drabon, Meister to be Mekel. So why be Machmer? I guess. The four is, first of all, if you change the tzirah of how it is, the Masham says, Maisa, you will not have the chumra, even though it's say like blood. The second one is that the idea of Eilu Shulch Malachim, do you look at dessert? We are, what Shaf and Mechabit says, Paparois. Paparois and Mechabit come from the Rambam. What the Rambam means, Pichodesh says, Ha'og the Mechabit, Paparois means something from the Lapis of Pas, with Sviel. And if a Paparois, not Nechel Chumra of Pas, of Bishalakim. The other one said, that's Napshak, Machlokes, we spoke at last Havara. The third thing is Meritats, and the fourth is Ramayisho. And the fifth is Drabol. Aye. What? Only Bishl. It's crossing case of Bishl. It had to pass, could be. It's, it could be Koshkin.
Yeah, it's a future.
Could be. There. Mice, they, if so, so why is Rav Rubin Nashkocha, not Rav Shabbos, when we try to get 2008 to get Nashkocha from Rav Rubin on why he tells him, why is he so adamant? So that's, he wrote back. And Mickey has a tshuva and a sefer and Naris Eitzon, Chelik Gimel. You have to know what Mahadran is. What is Mahadran? Mahadran doesn't mean things in the mortar. We take on all sheets of old days, all ideas over here. He said, Maisa, we're coming to you, Machma, take on Chumas. So he held Echlami, and then there, you should have white fellowships that without a Mishnah song, Hagam Yilun the Sugya, and people try to argue with him. It's a Chumra upon a Chumra upon a Chumra upon a Chumra of a Drabonon, of a Chumra. Fine, he said, we're Mahadran. Fine, can that? He has a right to go say that. The gate to Pringles. Again, I don't think you need Pringles. So, make it to be clear, Pringle Bentham has a Mila and a Chasar. I mean, if you have to tell chips, again, this is a stark is for you, little Sugya, it's totally abstract. There's no way you can tell a person to be Machmer. Tell a person you're Shemayim, tell Mahadran, you can't tell a person to be Machmer, call it abstract. The gate to Pringles is a Chasar and then the Mila. The way how they make Pringles is first they cook it, mamish, cooked, baked. At least now. Then they grind it up and make it into powder and it's not ruined for achila. And then they make it into the level of Pringles to a case of steaming or heating aspect. So the question is, let's say you cook something fully, and now in this stage is oil shop malachim, it's also ready al spishlachim. It's also. Then when you grind it up, when you make the stage, it's not ruined for achila. That loses the issa of bishlachim. So that's why it's worse, because it really was usher. Then the major stage is not worth achila. You lose this idea. So being done, the Yashu said we pass like the Beisayis of Meshuva Afkat Rochel. Once it loses the Milo or the Chesar of Bishlakim, once not worth achila anymore, it doesn't have the Chumra of Bishlakim. Then said the Beisayis, we cook it again. It's the Bishul Yisrael. So the first coming of the Oyun says we first have to come on to the Afkat Rochel the Beisayis to say that the Kham was usher. The issue left is not worth achila. Then it comes out it's better than potato chips. Why? Because now they made it, it's not being cooked. Make it an act of steaming, get on the simmon, or the act of heat over there. That's not in the category of bishul over there. So it comes out that it could be it's worse because the ready was also. But then one time it's better. Why? Because at the end of the day, it does not have the case over here of being mavushal at the end of the day. But you didn't get involved with it anyway. It's still, you have mish chavish, it's still have a mish over here. You still have the heter palter. You still have a case of job on them. You still have all the swords over here. Even when Tanya was made the this way, he made the situation, it still has their turn. Sifei. Come on, we have Gemara Dafayin Zayin. Sorry, Dafayin Ches and Vazara. Gemara discusses two different cases that gets to go have a Kabbalah for Bishul. One case, the Gemara discusses a situation where you have a forest, an agam, a swamp over here, and the guy wants to burn down the wood over here to make this ear clean over here, and the chagod and the grasshoppers inside. The Gemara goes back and forth. The maskana of the Gemara is the reason why it's motor. Why is it motor? Because he had no kavani, he can't take away the wood. Only he had the grasshoppers inside, and therefore my seed can eat it. In the second case, the animal, the guy comes and singed the hair of the animal. Again, maybe he ended up cooking the animal all the way to the alia. My seed is motor. Why? And they no kavani. That means you have a head over here. Clearly, the Gemara, you have no kavani for the act of bishul. Again, the guy did this, not nichol category of bishlakim. What's the lumdus? Says we're all in bet gabayis. There's no chash of the same chasness. We have no kavanah for bishul. They didn't have any interest for it, and therefore there's no chash for that. But even most of the chazak binyam, there's no chash for the double tummy over here. There's no kavanah for bishul. So both words do not apply. Not the chasness, and not the idea of double tummy. Therefore, makel. Sometimes people ask,
where do we see that why he had the right to go after Sforah? What did Moshe have the right to go after Sforah? Think more than that. He more says we have no Shaykh is the Chasmus, and no Shaykh is the Talmud, and Maisa and Michael. Speaks on the basis of Maisa, what's the law? Let's say the guy knows that there is meat inside the oven, and he comes along and he puts on the oven to heat up the house. Is that going to be Osir or not? So the Rosh Natura said Maisa Osir could maybe even have the cooking the meat. Maisa basis says it depends on what the gear so, and the more is, never Maisa, you watch your Michael. Then the day, making the placing Maisa on Machmer, because Chatz is Ramor, the Rosh of Machmer, Pitaria, the Maisa, the Chazon of Machmer, the guy knows that there's meat inside the oven, he puts on the oven for a different reason. An obvious question is, of course, against the Gemara. The Gemara says you burn down the Agam, and the guy knows the grasshopper is there. Or the Gemara says you singe the animal by its hair, and he knows there's an animal there attached to the hair. The Gemara says you know it's there, and still might say it's mutter. So, coming with the Achrin of the Prisha, and he points out this whole entire Chumrah is dark in a situation with Derech to Mevashel. Means you put on the oven to heat up the house, and Derech to Mevashel ways, also cook the food. Then it depends if the guy knows about it or does not know about it. But you do not cook grasshoppers by burning down the forest. You don't over here cook an animal by singeing the hair. When it's not the derech, then every little maisa to be makel and gum, he knows about it. The maisa at the end of the day, those who want to argue the point, and that's what my colleagues among the training, if the idea works or not, they would be chodesh, if it's said, I'm sure we'll tell you, makel, mokum hefsid, merubo. Now, they discuss, let's say a person cooks it, the guy cooks it, but not for the reason of achila, but let's say for the reason of, let's say, germs, or to pasteurize something. It's not coming to do for achila. Let me, a guy cooks your milk for pasteurization, or anything does for germs. Is that maybe nichlin kind of not be mishaven? Then you get involved with the shiloh over here, the Beis Yosef, and the rosh, what's the lacha, when a person over here is knows about it? They make a bok mafs and rubo. So my sister came over, I couldn't bring down a ran and shiva. The ran discussing that the more is a question, why by Dvash Devarim, isn't that awesome, it's not a sugya of Bishlachim? Like Mo says, the reason why, because Nechel Chaim. Now where do you cook Dvash Devarim? You cook it when to take off the Devarim, the shiva, the wax, from what we have in the case of the Devarim. So you see over here, that can't be coming to cook the Das, but you're doing it why for a different reason, now the Tzachachilo is still Nechel get a Bishlachim. If they point out, that's why we have a question of negate to pasteurization and germs, all these things that can get a bishlakim, because even though you have no kavana for that tzarchilo, still, but that is nichum for the tzarchil thing itself. That means by the case of the boss in the oven, and you put it in the oven for heating up the house, that's two separate entities. We kind of cook the thing itself, but for a different reason, that's how the chashash abaya of bishlakim. Now the shalom like is discussing is, let's say there's a fuse blows in your house, or in the shkuna, with the area over here, a kamung the guy and he puts on and connects in the fuse of the building or the whole entire area they connect the electricity. And one of the main challenges is what exactly is the kavod of the guy? That means when he burns down the forest, he knows the chakam, the mice and smoter. So when he puts on fixed electricity, do you say it's like the case of chakam that he has no kavod for your food? No, he knows. What is the electricity for? Electricity is for the lights. And for the air conditioners, and for your ovens, and for your crack pot, and for your refrigerators, for everything over here. Nichol the category of kavono, no kavono. So the mice in the gear to Shabbos, right from Heter, he spoke out I think a week ago, is that, let's say the chashmal blows the house, and these lights over here are only LED, or you can, not LED there, that's the awesome one. These are not LED, these are fluorescent. You flash the LED. I'm not sure where they are. But if I say either one, let's say like LED is only in case they're holding. LED they're holding. You tell the guy, do me a favor, put on the chashmal for the lights in my house, which is a shush to shush, mock a mitzvah. That means you get the guy the place to say chashmal to a holding, because min chesis ka chuvish, me shapu chosso says, a gam when you get the chashmal, shah to a holding, right, it has nish. We get a guy, say min chesis ka chuvish, me shapu chosso, me shapu. So you tell the guy to go put on your light by connecting the fuse. Now in your kitchen, you have a crackpot. The crackpot is the istereiso. The hot coils, red coils going on over here. Now you will not have no way to tell the guy to put on your lights. Can you go tell the guy to go put on your light through the chashmal when you know this is the right? So the guy has kavanah for everything over here. So come along Shlomo Zalman, come along Ramosha, and they said, nice, and then he's putting on your lights. I just double study, he knows he goes to everything, but you have to put on your lights, no problem. Again, the Archer Shabbos, much more fact, it's not Sarachin. It's not much more Vada, it's not a category of a Kavod for one thing, and by Koyach, it's a creation, but it's more on Shabbos. Therefore, they say, Uchor over here also, a little bit different, but it's similar idea where at the end of the day, they're putting on the Chashmah to fix it. It's not Kavod if you're cooking over here, he knows things happening in the day, but here also, when he burns on the Agam, he knows it's also happening over here. Going to make a difference. At the end of the day, the Maisa, it's not a deck to Mavashal. You don't Mavashal by putting on the fuse. So since it's not deck to Mavashal, they have to manage the situation, not necessarily category of Bishlakim. That means something that happens with the mountains in America, or in this country, it can happen even on Shabbos. The fuse blows, Shalom's not cooked, not fully cooked. Pachuchita, Svart, Ashkenaz, they connect the Chashmal, which they are allowed to mitzvah sugim koch nefesh. Make a place where we go over here. The mitzvah, once they connect, nobody has Mishlakim, because they're not doing it mitzvah Yotzalit, or they're mitzvah koch nefesh, or they're not coming at all, or those workers over here. Mitzvah is not a problem. Tzivov. Come along tomorrow. Mamshach over here, and brings down a case of two situations. One case over here when you sell, put the boss on top of the column, and came along the guy, and he might say, he is Mahapech. Hipech, what? Mahalikis said, the Vaisesha, in the Rambam of the Torah, with the Hipech, the Gecholim, with the Hipech, the Bosser. You turn over the Gecholim, you turn over the Bosser. You must have my sense motor. Why is it? You must have, what's the case over here? Bishloim, well, the case is not Hipech, the Gecholim, by itself, a bad sense motor. Elmai, without you turning over the Gecholim of the Bosser, it won't get cooked, and my sense should be Osser. Why is the motor for? You must have, what's the Kim Tomer? The case over here, Etzim, after Goy doing anything on myself, by itself, will happen in 2 hours. The fact that Goy came over and did the Hipech over here is we carved the Bishul from the 2 hours to 1 hour. You might think the fact that we carved the Bishul is also to Mashmal and Mysa Smutter. Why, at the end of the day, it won't happen by itself, by its soul, a gamble will happen 2 hours later. A second, it came to the problem exam the other way around. The Goy put the boss on top of the column, and the Hipech is so. Also, come along with the most of the case we had smutter, they went as if the price over here, that the old time it's also, when it went from Tchilosai until the end, by the Gemara, by the Goyim, they'll be case it's also over here. Therefore, Mechab Gidah Loch Lameisor, whether Bechila, or in the Saif, whether you did in the beginning or at the end, Meisor is Nichol, the category of Bishu Yisrael. Mechab. There are simply two questions over here. One is the Mechab. When he says over here, Besaif, Maisa Lukhan Locha Tziftes, he passes the Locha is that we do Besaif, that it's not enough. Happy case over here, and once the Michael Ben Esai was done by a guy, the Gamdi Sroll was going with the Bishol here, the Chor, it does not work. I mean, you see over there in Tziftes, Ramos, it says, if you make a Chaynogim, any place that happens. The Mecham said to him, Machmas, lots of cases have Shmubo or Erev Shabbos. The Chor, the Locha over here, Bein Bechil, Bein Besaif, the Chor is a Stiro. What he passes over there in Siftas. So either you can answer the Chiddush of the Dr. Shuvah, it says the word Besaif, he's at the end before Michael Ben Esai. I mean, it's only 30%. Besaif, before he got to Michael Ben Esai, that's what he so did. Maisa is mutter over there. Chiddush. Or you can answer like the Chiddush says, he gets involved with the Gemara situation over here. Gemara speaks out. What happened over here? Let's say the Gemara's case is where Michael Ben Esai was put on, was taken off. And put back. When it's put on, take no put back, Mechab holds once a shlish b'shulay. If you saw put it back on, the mice is not going to be a day. So it's also. But here it never left. Here we stay on the fire, that's cooking, 10%, 20, 40, 50, 70, 80, still on there. If he still was going with it, the mice is going to get a bishul yisrael. We'll get to look in later on, we'll see that the mice is not that simple. Because wants to make all others want to argue, but the mice that will answer the question over here, he had never left the fire, never person can be make. Now, the more it goes on further over here, it says, this situation of mindset, a person can be makel, even though it will not be cooked without that goy over here doing an act over here. The shell is, pashas against the Gemara. We must say very clearly, if what will happen, it will not be hebech by the goy, then why, and it won't be cooked, why is it motor for, once you need the goy to cook it, it's also. Come on, the more says, even if not need the goy, the mindset's water. And it will not be cooked without the Gemara being mutter. I mean, the Chur, the Gemara is coming to saying against the Gemara. Void, a second question. The Mechaber Tzefiyot says, when the halacha over here is, when you put a Yisrael on top of the Eishel there, and it will not work, Michael Ben Esai, and neither Goy, it's also. I mean, number one, we have Mechaber Tzefiyot that says clearly against the Gemara.
I'm not kept quiet over there. Second clue is against the case of the Gemara over here. So to answer the question, there are four Mahalchim on the page, two on the Shach, two on the Taz. First, the Taz he wants to answer, what does it mean is not being Mavashal without the Seer of the Goy? Meaning, even the case over here, but it wasn't Mavashal by Chabinasai. You need to act the Goy to get 100%. What happened that way? Kiddush Pshat. A second way he says that he said the Gemara was Chazer. And what have a meaning that if you need the active way to go Kokovir, Maisel, the also won't be Nichol Kago Bush Yisrael. However, we'll go further the end of Amchesam Beis and move down. A Bais it says, Vein also Ashtay Tchilosai Vugomu Biad Akum. That means any stage over here that Yisrael, what can I do over here? Even after Michael Benestoy, it got me neither pull of the guy, my second person can be Michael. That means there's a chazar in the Gemara. That means the Taz has two truths over here. Either, actually, I mean, the case of here is the Michael Benestoy by Yisrael gets a simple reading of the Gemara, or the Gemara's chazar. Where the Shachar, he wants to answer, Chiddush over here, which we lead to other different points, is that, sure, you're right, the our Gemara says that if you need a Meisel of Yisrael, Meisel of a guy, Nichol Kargo Bishlach. You need a guy to help you out, Bishlach. Having one time, the Machlek is Badli versus Yishalmi. We already mentioned a Shiloh ben Hogan between Badli, the Achil Machkoven, he gave the Sugar of Kisom, adding a piece of wood inside the fire to help on that. Similar Kufya base of Tess, we brought down, then might say, let me make a little Semch upon it. What another way in the local? Therefore, the case of Kisom, what is Kisom? That's to be added a little piece of wood over here. That's like the case of what local over here. Same concept over here. Therefore, for this reason, Kamal wants to tell you that the case over here comes to Mekel that it got me right. The Gator was says about in Shas, it would not work. For us, it's again, if you need if you put on the fire and the guy came along and you need a guy to help you out, badly would not work. According to Shami, you put on the fire, will not cook. It's in the case of Kistam. If Kistam works, so in the case of Mysel, also our local also works. Kosh came, if Kistam works, our local works. Therefore, God, we need an active guy to help you out. Maisi can't mickle. The Shach's second tariff says, you want to tell me what Yisrael do over here? Yisrael Chalek. The most cases when you put when Yisrael put down the Gecholub over here, the Maisa, a person can't mickle. Mashiach, in the most case, you put the boss on top of the Cholub, a person, the Maisa has to be Machbari. But what do you put on? The Gecholub, that local, the case of boss on top of the Gecholub. He does go in front and says, the Maisa, the Israel, the Earth, the Cholub is coming from. The Dark Commotion is not Machalek. That means at the end of the day, we have the portrait of Allah says, Yisrael Shemoy. The portrait of Allah says, even though you need the act of going to do cooking, so the mice can be makel. The way how the Taz says over, it sounds like over here, either tomorrow's Chaser, Kiddush also, or Lab Dach Min Ach Mech Menasoy. The way the Shach comes out, the second terrace he says against the Dach Ramosh Ben Mokar, Beke Terrace he wants to Mechal to the case of the Kisar, he wants to say, if they will come to argue against the Babli. The Kisim and Lokal Meister works. Lokal Meister can be served upon this Ramah. Ramah says if you need an act of going to cook, Meister is also an act. Most of the Meister can be Mekul. The Taz end of saying can only make him a Tzirif based Yisrael. He has arrived at. Again, the Taz called time being on the right, Tzirif based Yisrael. Again, you have to know what defines based Yisrael. The Shach comes out at the end of the day. The second Terrace says the Meister we don't have is against the Makar. Left with the first Terrace, they have a head of Kisim against what it says now tomorrow. If that's so, think about for a second, very important question over here. What is better to the matter? If a guy brought the ish, the whole fire is by the guy, and he still put it in the kisam, and the kisam means he's carrying the bishul, add to the bishul, or they still brought the ish, but it's not enough, and the guy has to go stoke it. Do you tell me they still brought the ish, is it better than a pula? Well, they put all by fire. It's not enough, the guy to stoke the fire over here. Is that better? So we get to go with the ish, and still put the fire inside. It says Iran, hopefully you saw it, to throw a base. It says the other way around, it says, Kovni, Loimar, the Kisim is better. The Gamun is so open, he's a fire, but nice, it's not enough. We want to tie that when he brought the fire, if it's not enough, there's no pool of cooking happened. Mashing, when the guy brought the fire, and he adds a Kisim inside, and came account of the Bishul, he attached himself to a real Bishul. He attached himself to a real Meister Bishul. Diva comes out, what is better? The act of Kisam
is better in the case of Avok over here. The end of the Shachin, the last line says, I want to say much Peshach than more why you'll be a team Mekel, is because why? Could just like a Mekel and Kiseng, could make it in the case of Avok, and look at the man and says, not that way. Again, I'm going to pass my Kiseng to be Mekel. By local, no, not to be Mekel, because I cannot do the activation by itself, I am not. If you end up talking to Dino. So come down the gate to this Ram over here, and he wants to be Mark over here. It's on the signal of even though you need a guy to help you on the mission, can we make with it? Again, so the Talmud will say only makes you soul. The Shach says, you're Makar Kisom, he says, my says, against your aunt. He said, the Dino is our Chin, and Pichon says, what does that mean? It means come to argue. So the Chibah means come to argue against Ram, there's no such chatter. He tells us there is no such chatter, that we even need a guy to cook it, my says also. Which really now leads to the next to get here. Lachan Siv Zayin. The Gemara brings down on the Halachas of Beis Ravina's idea of Gimel Malachas. Gimel Malachas. And this is one of the Ikim Ravuchim they gave to the Ashkochas, how to deal with this man as there. They gave me Ashkochas and Neisvat. The Gemara case discussing a case of pass, not official. The Gemara says, number one, by case of pass, we have three attire. Either the pool of Anochel, putting the pass inside the oven top of a fire. A second enter of the pool of Adloko, the yield lights the fire. Or third idea we have of Chitoy, of stoking the fire. We do Malachas that mark the pass. To define each one over here. First, the idea we have is saying the idea of Hanocho. You still put the pass down. That means what does it mean? You put the pass on top of a fire. It's right in the Vashon right now. What about the other way around? You still put the pass on top of something, there's no fire right now. And they're going 3 hours later, 3 hours later, light the fire. The ones don't say, the Gemara says what? The Yid puts the pass down. Does there have to be a fire there or not? So the Izzar Aruch HaShulchan, he wants to say, does not make a difference when the Yisrael put down the pass, whether beforehand or afterwards. My son, where the Mechaber is, the Mokav Boil is Bashal. Therefore, they bring down the Tesiriyah, the Ben Yerucham, have been cases right to Bashal, and they point out, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, how about a massive kula, right? As you eat in a person's house, you have a shivcha within the lady's house. You can, what you do before you leave to your job, put the food inside the oven. Tell it 3 hours later to go put it on the oven. She does it. That's mamash case of halacha, because the ashna is not your problem. Making the chorim say not the way. They say, you look at the kairos, the word of the Machz Eliyahu, tzorachim min ha-sora, tzorachim min ha-gemora, tzorachim min ha-locha. Making the person say, and everyone says not the way, the het of anocha means anocha, food on flame. Putting the other way around, putting the food there without the flame, that's not the heter. That means you say to the heter, very important you say. I've heard people say, yeah, anocha is water, they will put it inside the oven, and my kulin 3 hours later put it on. The oven is straight, it's a case of bishlak. The case is anocha upon the fire. That's the number one. What? Right, there are cases where it's white and marsh right now. Right, so that's what Aruch HaShulchan wants to tell you.
I mean, it seems pretty
straightforward. Well, you're going to have to
not
roll
as
marsh, but
roll it to sit in
blocks. In
oven, I think, was a
mock
roll as marsh.
No, it's
not
a
mock roll
as marsh, there's no fire there.
It's a mock roll as marsh. Every place is really this
marsh. I don't say mock roll as marsh, it's a mock roll as marsh.
You put it on a stove top, is it a mock roll as marsh?
No.
Why not?
There's no fire there.
That's not what the words mean.
A good man of fire is also doing this
fashion. So, again, so there's our Shulchan, like the doctor, where Ike is from Mappa Pe Echo, all three, and Vasyoka sounds like no one says it. If you want the article, but you have to apply, so it might be possible. Chumul is no answer. The second case of here. Well, it's amazing, again, it comes out here. First, there's
it's only according to the Mechaber Shita that you need the act to be done by Yisrael, a Vadikon Mechaber Tzotzer. And the whole dig that this is being from the Mechaber, he's now holding that Tzotzer, give me that way. Because Mechaber holds the Yid that's going to blow. Rosh Hashanah is
Mechaber on potato chips.
One's Chai Nefesh, one's not. So again, Pashas, according to Mechaber, when you get to Mechaber Shita, he holds no Hetem Bishul at all, and any act is done by a guy. So according to Mechaber, the idea of Royal Levashel certainly has to be a case over here where you put the food atop the flame. That about has to be that way. You do the other way around, put the food there without the flame. We said the words Royal Levashel, Levashel is a happy Machaber. According to Mechaber. In the Amor's world, we'll see he has to be Mechel, they point out even for Amor, there's no Hetem, we'll just put it there. That's all. The second Mach over here, about lighting the fire. Now, when you get to lighting the fire, the question of the is that halacha of yuchud to pass, with the most case over here, is often the gate of bishul. That's the big mavuk over here. Can a yid light a fire, go away, and go put the food on top of the fire over here? That's the shaylah. So come on the basis, and we know the list of Yishayim, with the Yoyno, and the Rashba, and the Yivosh, and the Ran, look at the Rosh, you can go the same way, Gamban. They all say the Yisrael over here about Mokas each works by pass, and not by Bishul. Why should the pass be any different than Bishul? So even the story of the Rajbo, the pass is Chai Nefesh. If we make by pass, or you have the story with the Taz, because after Ran, that the getting to pass seems to be a special process of how to light the fire. So the light of the fire is part of the cooking chalik, because first you have to light the fire, then you have to stoke it, then you have to take the coals out, and then have the heat left behind, and then you can bake the bread. So the fire is part of the cooking aspect of here. Mashenki is why you want to cook something bishul, put on the fire. Put the food on top. Nothing special over here. Therefore, we have a hetzem, you could have passed, and that negates the sugya of bishul. Al tzad hasheni, the rosh and the smag, I mean, rishnayim and the smag, and the kolboy and the ben peretz, they tell you, no, just like you have a hetzem pass, but we'll also have a hetzem upon the case of bishul over here. Now, just to be clear, we're saying over here, lighting the fire. We're saying to Machlokes among the Rishonim. We're discussing when the case will be able to light the fire and the food is not there. Well, let's say the food is there and then Yisrael lights the fire. It's not Shailah. Five Bnei Ashkenaz, five Bnei Sfarad, all the Shem might agree. At the end of the day, what's the difference? The fire came first, the fire came second. And then he is cooking it. No? Again, if a guy puts the food, fine, why not? At the end of the day, if a guy lit the fire, right? And the guy put the food inside the oven, the yid lit the fire. You tell me that the yid didn't do the cooking? You can say that's hard. Again, the food is put in the oven, and only yid lit the fire. About the yid did the act of cooking. Posh it. Well, that's simple. Why did the yid lit cooking over here? I mean, the whole machlokes of it is only the other way around. When the yid lit a fire, there's no food there. That's the mashalim of Yishayim. The third akimto, the idea goes again. The idea of avloko, the idea of anocho, first anocho, then avloko, then chitri. What's locha negate to chitri over here? So pashi yosai, svar chitzayim, before we get to Yishayim, that those who are machma in the case of avloko are machma chitri, koshkir. Those are make by locha, I can say also maybe the make by chitri. Maisi, read the base so he says that way, right? Those who are machmer by locha, koshkin should be machmer by the case of chitri. Amuchach, like Moshe says that way. Maisi, we just said before the Rav Shito. The Rav Shito says that not totally zebazah. Chitri can be better than the case of a locha. Why can chitri be better than the case of a locha? When you do the act over here of a locha, Maisi, there's no active cooking over here yet. That there of Kisam is being carved the bishul over here. Therefore, it could be over here that the there of Chitoy is better than Kisam Avoko. We carved the bishul, that means once you have it over here, the act of Kisam Meister could be Mekel over here. In Louis the Torah Meister says, what's the idea of a Hibech? Hibech, he says, is not the pass, it's the Gecholim. That means he holds that of Chitoy over here. Made a Paris, Dr. Moshe, for example. The Shemitah Deshin, the Shemitah Aruch. So, come down, mice again. We have three malachas,
And you have to analyze these people looking back past any prior to the Bishul. Number one, you get to the Sigur of Anocha. According to, does it work or not? That's Machalikis. But everyone agrees you do Anocha after Ishiz and Maisa works. You get to Anocha, the second case over here, Machalikis, but the Anocha of the, that's the second Maisa works. You get to Chito is Machalikis. Let me get to the Sakhalokha Maisa. First, we get to Nei Svart. If Nei Svart hold, you have to put the food on the flame or the flame on the food, either one. Once the Yid did the second act, it's water. But if the Yid did not do the second act, then you have Isra Bishlakum. How much Isra Bishlakum? If Mechaba over here is very clear, he does not work, and they have a look on the all does not work when they are in the second act, the first act. I said, water, because the Yid did the second act over here. If the Pichodos, the Zephyr Tzedek, that's one point, but it's high, that's high, that's good. Mice, they hold mice also. There is no head of Chito, no head of Ahoko, no head of Ish Meish. There is no surgery to make over here. That's again to the Nei Svart. Nei Svart again, a big chumro over the Ashkenaz, they're putting on the fire, where Chito mice not work. I said a shiny, and that's a shiny, they get to the Ashkenaz, the Mavuka had a Paschim, a local shortness. That means the gate to Ramah, he says, whether Ahoko or Chito works like Pas. No difference, except by Chor, by one case over here, and the Yid puts the food on the oven before the fire is there, and then the Goy put on the fire, the Chor be also, without looking for it to also come. For that case, the Maisel will be also. Otherwise, again, the act of Elokim, Chit, the Maisel work, the words of Ramon, the Chayn Bogu, Chayn Loi Hagin, the words of the Chayn Bogu, the Chayn Bogu, Shuvah Mahava, or Choshukul Maisel, the Maisel. However, you read the Shach, Sukkot Vav, Sukkot Ches, Sukkot Yudeis, the Goyim go this way, the Teres Yisrael, the Pirgodim, Yamshalam before it, they do not go this way. They seem to understand the idea of Hadlok does not work. Only in the case of Chito, if you make the visual, Mice that works, not in the case of Hadlok, they went like they ran. And the Shach end of Sarki will do to be Mekel, he knows what's better, he knows Chito, if you make the visual, is better in the situation of Hadlok itself. Hadlok Mice does not work. That's how the Shlishi, the Ashkenaz, the Taz says, can you make a little bit of a right, because of a basis role. That's how Rabbi, Chof Mazodom, has been done with this way, said to you, Machmer, B'dievet, Eletz B'dievet, or Mokham Adchak. Mice, it comes out to the Mavucha, B'nei Ashkenaz, what to go do. Not that simple. You have to realize, Avod, V'chei Noigim, the Taz disagrees with the basis role, the Shach disagrees on the case of Chitoy, Chof Mazodom disagrees on the case of Shach Adchak. These are usually our place from over here. Marshall, about 10 years ago, in front of Beis Shalom, there was a sushi place that was being cooked over there, made, with a real Chinese or Japanese guy, couldn't tell the difference, a guy with a hat on it, and he was mamish frying stuff over there, and selling sushi and Chinese food over there. Big sign in front, that's close to the Sam Seifer, the Fishita's Ramo. So, what does it mean, the Fishita's Ramo? You don't know the sugyo, it means, I guess people who were then, well, we should be, even the Ramah were taking on all the race, and all the other sheet. Even the Ramah might speak Machmor, we're not a problem. What they meant to go say is that for the Bnei, Svarad, Maisa, they put on the fire in the morning. The fire never goes off. It's there the whole day. Every time you're putting the sushi or the Chinese food or the eggs the Maisa guy is making, is a bayat for the Bishop Akam for the Bnei Svarad. Maisa, the big Svarad, if you shoot the Ramah. So Maisa, the Chora, that Shid Ramah means a Kula, not a Chumra. A lot of times you see the sign of Shid Ramah, it means that for those who are knowing like Ramah, it doesn't mean the Ashkenaz. It means not the Svarad, those like Ramah, not the Shach maybe, not the Taz maybe, not the Chabot maybe, but those who are knowing like Ramah might say what to be spending upon. Not that simple. The one people like asking me, what's the big deal? I've been numerous times over the years, I'm going to eat Barabanot. I'll eat only Paragon. I'll take off Chumas and Maestris. Make sure nobody up flowing the box. What's the big deal of eating wire for them? I can't go get an egg. What's the problem here? Get some of these power from here. So Shimon has a chum in the chelike. And the guy asked him this question. What's the big deal of eating wire for parable? I'll just, you know, I'll take a chum of some ices. I'll take away the climb over here. And parable, what could be the issue? What's the problem? So Shimon says before, the problem with Mamashav Sigur. Number one, he points out, the gate to Eretz Yisrael, the gate to the Rabbanot. So first, the CSY, the gate to Rabbanot for Rabbanot Mahajim. There are three basic chalukim, numerous chalukim. Three basic chalukim. The Rabbanut Maisa would have gelatin. The Rabbanut Maisa does send for the head to Bechira. Rabbanut is setting apart the Bnei Ashkenaz Pesachim Chei Nogim Negei to Bishlach.
Question. For this fire, let's say they put on a fire in the morning, and they put an empty pot on top of there, and then put in the food later.
That goyim though. Now, any act that goyim does cooking is awesome. So, the Geter Abnut Mahadrin, what do they do? They say no gelatin. They say over here, no heter vet mechiro. And also, they make sure they do the Sfadi Pesach in the gate of Bishalak. That means that in the milk store, in the restaurant, the mashkir is there 24-6. Why 24-6, not 7, because it's not for Shabbos, but 24-6 is because they, anytime the Sfadi buys from them, that's they make an egg, very powerful. In the restaurant, they read the mashkir, he comes and puts the egg on the fire. When they had the story over here, Ellie's, so the Arab flipped an egg for me. It's this guy says, "Seal the Arab, can't touch your food, can't touch your food." And turns to me, "You Sfadi Ashkenazi." Whoa, Sfadi, I'm an Ashkenazi. For you, it's fine. He starts yelling again. So, like, by the end of the day, nice of a Sfadi, nice of a cigar. And you have a question now to get to kill him. There's a lot in the nice of the kill. I have a problem over here. Nice of the issue, Rav Shlomo Maisa, what's the Bayah of having some Rafa Nud over here? No ploy, Mafia Chumas and Maisa. He says, first of all, just know this country. He writes that when the Russians came to the country, there were hundreds of thousands of people who were claimed to one Jewish religious, and they garrisoned the Shlokidim. Therefore, to these people who are Israelites can be Mamish, people who are garrisoned Shlokidim. What he says about 150,000 of these people came in. He said, Maisa, they said the grandmother of the candles will attack to lie to the government exactly why they're Jewish, or they have a tudah that was forced and said they were Jewish. So he says, in this country right now, there's 150,000 people who are not Jewish, another 300,000 people might say are in the category of not being Jewish, but Gerish Shivai, which might say is a heter why maybe to use the Chashmal on Shabbos, could come to work and that's not back to the dummy. Why to go and use the Chashmal and eat Rabbanot tomorrow next year? Might say, another one he has to buy over here. Of Shaka Baya, that the way how you decide who's from this country, they are both settled upon the Tudah. The Tudah says Yudi, Yudi. What makes Yudi? Because some guy in the office gave them a stamp that said they're Jewish because they said the grand, because the guy told, I said, the guy walked in, he said, my father said I'm Jewish. Why? Because he was Jewish. Okay, the father, very good. What about the mother? Yeah, the mother lit because of the father candles, so therefore I'm Jewish. So nicely, you have hundreds of thousands of people in this country who claim to be Jewish, and they've got both gives let them put on the fire because they are Jewish. So he said, number one, Yabai Yabai said that. Secondly, he says, the Rabbanut, when he held the idea of Bishul, we mentioned in the last word, the Vucha Wada Chalainim. A Chalainim is the category of a Yid, the Baya of Bishlakim. Well, you hope there's a problem. I mean, Upash Martina, the same license of water, and no problem. However, Rashtomo says, most are frame hold nice in Baya. So number two, we have Baya inside this. Number three says, we have the Mechaber that holds the lock is the Maisa to put on the fire in the morning. The Maisa does not work. And the Ramah says it has to make it only the basis roll. The Chilini owns the store, there's no head to the basis roll over here. So he points out, Lachur, to have these go to a little store to go eat something, give a Bayam, it's a Sugya Bishalaka. Put it on the fire, it might not be a Jew, it might be a Chilini. And even if it is these two, you numerous times it's not basis roll. The idea of Heta Beisol Tafkos on Hashem Utar Mitzvahs. So it comes out, they get to the they spired, they still can't eat there. Yet they ask us, Hashem says, once you have the eating, it's a Sugya Bishalakim. It's not really Nietzsche, and Bo'idi gets involved, but maybe they're also some Choshek with the Dov Tavi over here, because they don't really care what's going on there, the Mashkiach, whoever the Mashkiach is, leave, put on the fire. Mice, then he says, there is no Heta, and Mice, to eat them up, but look, Pargo, but don't buy up bombs over here, there's still a problem with Bishalakim. But then, at least another question. We're Ashkenaz. Let's say you follow the Bob Chenokim with Tzurufim, Mochlachak, or Beisol, whatever. Can you serve B'nai Svard when you're eating? Based upon that, you put on the fire over here. For example, there's a mirror dinner next Sunday, but I'll be there. So they have a mirror dinner. Could they invite in America to make a dinner? There are people who don't know to give money. Right? So even Svard have money, they give a lot of money. So the question over here is, can you make a dinner in these hotels? I don't know any Shiva Lake would make a dinner over here. And be makel, or they make sure every time they take the food off the fire, put it on, he does it. We call them they start. Every time any food goes on the fire, it has to be done by Shemitari Mitzvahs. Well, no, once he puts it on the fire, mice is enough. The male mice is nashed over here. Is that mice is enough? So the question really leads to Bacchalius, do the Bnei Ashkenaz with their psalm, they have to worry about Bnei Sfarad, that's Aleph. And let's say even the mayor does take care of it. But the guy who did not, the eater, the one who did it, did not the vary if he's taking care of it or not. Do you say yet, Kavon Chaz and Eichlan anyway, even if Hashem Yislach Or? Interesting question. Even the no problem to Aleph Shvoi, you will not vary to make sure that there's no problem. Or even in the case of here, that's Bayam Fathers Bnei Sfarad. So these are Shalom of the Achrayim. The data our Achrayis. Shalom is a Zitzchok and Shuvan Chal Zayim. He wants a title, makes like, over here, like four Tzuruf and Maisa White Person, that they Ashkaz don't have to worry about it. Number one, he says, it's Lif Neiva and Drabonon. Rumah Vuch among Achrayim is Islif Neiva and Drabonon. A Gam Maisa Wea Machmer. He says, second is the Lif Neiva and Shege, also Vuch among Achrayim. They said, a Gam Wea Machmer. What is the third question? The Lif Neiva and I hold something's mutter. Machlik among Achrayim, a Gam Wea Machmer. The Tzir of the Ramah that says the Abok of Yisrael Maisa works. Machlekes among Rishonim. So once we have the Ramah, because the three truths of Maisa is Mekel, the Ashkenaz not to worry about the Bnei Sfarad. That's the title here. So the question is, firstly, why not lift the Eivim Betat Eitz Hashem Ogenes? Yelval, the question, why not lift the Eivim Betat Sugyo Choshe Mishvot? I'm asking you a question, the Ramah being not Simukum Yotel Sim Zayin, to have a right to go and eat in your house, could you not give me something that I can't eat? And giving it to me over here, you don't seem to really address some of these questions over here. But I see there is a Shalom Bekolius. Could be maybe a Nachas for our Timekel. This is a question, can you go with the Ashkenaz, the Sfarad, can you eat in them alone in a hotel, where they're only the father of the Ramah? I'm sorry, they did that over here. So it's interesting that the Yalp Yosef of the Shuma was Taino. Again, we pass like a mechaber, that book does not work. When we have a case of a Beis Yisrael and Schirus, we have the Raivit and Schirus and Vucha, we have a Svek Svek, again the mechaber, the Maisi can't be Mekel. Two big Chedushim, the Raivit Shito and Mechaber says we do not pass like. And Schirus, which again we point out the Kulo Pana Kulo Pana Kulo. We have a Svek Svek against Ramah, against the mechaber, even though the Yad Yosef says the Maisi can't be Mekel and eat the Father Yad, Father Ramah. Maisi, the Arletzim, and the Mavri says, what are you talking about? Maisi, I mean, Machmo here. If you didn't ask Bnei Sfarad, how do we can make him eat in the place of the hotel or a case over here of Palm Gram over here? If you remember what he writes about, he writes it's the Libra's Chos, you have a Tzirf, a Svek Sveko, a Sveicher, and a Beisol, a Maisi can't be Mekel. Libra's Chos. A Shtubach is Maisi, how can Bnei Sfarad eat in the Yeshiva of Nashkenaz? Nashkenaz, of course, found there are lovers. What right to do it? So you want to tell them that Rabbeisav Nashuk Aviv. The Rebbeim is their father, the right father, meaning of their fathers, which is the Rebbeim over here. See, it's not a tier of Chag Nashuk says, no, Maisi and Fanya, the son over here. Maisi, that's an interesting shayla, what you go do. Well, they do like discussing, building upon this, very important shayla, Shwama. Shwama, if you ever know, go to the store over there, they have over there a stick, a moat over there. And they put it inside, and they have a fire, and the red coals around that's heating it up. Now, the question is, sign the gate of the Sfarad, and the gate of the Bnei Ashkenaz, if you go like a Taz, and you base the soil, you have to know who the owner over there is. Or the gate of the Bnei Ashkenaz is Shwama, really, B'Shas Adchak. Or the gate of the Bnei Ashkenaz, when you have the Shas, is not to help, only get the Chitur, not the case of Allah Kalavesh. I mean, the gate of really all of us over here, the Chachilo. That means, let's say the Shwama would happen, the guy is doing throwing it down over there, let's say he's Chilani. The one who put on the fire is the Mashkiach in the morning. The Mashkiach in the morning put on the fire. Now, what happens? It's cooking the meat on the outside. One question is, if you leave the fire and you only cook the meat on the outside, and you would not juice the thing down, 3 centimeters in, it will be still being cooked by that fire that the Mashkiach put on. But no, you have to take away the meat to get cooked by the when you buy in the afternoon and you want to get the meat. Who got that meat, put the fire, that meat on the fire? I mean, it's true the Mashkiach put the whole thing, you lit the fire with the meat there, and the meat's there, and you lit the fire. But who got the meat there, the 3 centimeters in, when the fire is there? What? Oh, so come on the first, the Gemara Mitzvah Metzias Shivoi. There's a Sefer Bnei Chaya, he says he is the one who bin Av Chelkai. He says he is one of the store owners. He said, do me a favor, put the fire on, leave a couple of hours, and then take off. Let's see how far it gets cooked. He said, inside it's raw. I'm sure. Not cooked at all, it's raw.
I got the Michas Osher and of Shuv and all this say, I said, no, it cooks all the way through. The guy said, I saw. I tested, I tried, I left a couple of hours. So one more the argument sees, and the people who test it, the sees, so the mice is not cooked through. Not cooked. Void, void, void. You ever see what they're doing, really? They pull it out, and then they take it down, and swim from the fire. They push it back in, next to the fire. I mean, a lot, some of them actually just spin out and just take it down with their machine. A lot of them just pull it out. That's how it seems to be now, that they're locked. So in essence, who put it back? The guy with the tattoo and the earring. So the mice are, oh, he's a chalaki, like that. The mice are, I don't know. But the mice, what they're doing with it is a question for the, how in the world can you eat shawarma in these places where the person who's doing it, usually not a natural return, it's just, is there a hatter? So it's true, they is a bi'imir, and they say over that he might be his mekel, why? Because it's chirus, and space is so, but serve for them all. Because also the mice is mekel, he says, why? Because it cooks all the way through. All this from the Bika of Nachmah, being the Abbas Machmah, being Salah Amir, because the Priya has won Chuba, the Chalikov, Shukha Malach, and the Savior, 1300 pages on Mishlach, and Mice is at the end day, what's that to be mekel for the day's swag? And even they ask him, the Mice should be Machmah here, at the end of the day, if it's not. It's Siruf and Mach Mechak, why am I saying make over here? Which now leads to the next thing Gamal says, once we have the heter of Loka, a couple of Gamal says, Loka Kiddush, the idea over here of, in case you don't have Chitoy, and not Kisel, we have a Kisel, we have a Ish Me'ish, from fire to fire. That means the strange way is, let's say Yid lights a fire over here, and the Mohol Dani fire works. Yid lights fire over here, come over here, and takes a match, and from over here, puts it somewhere else. Come the ball, the mice and the mice, and then the mice is water. Now they point out the word for the ball is Alosha B'diyavet. Look up the Makosh by the Isabet Arach, he writes Shemutu B'diyavet. He writes Black White B'diyavet. That means Alocha that would make Ish Meish, the Mos Loshan B'diyavet, he's such Loshan of the case beforehand, and the Isabet is in the case of only B'diyavet. Now, can we establish upon Meish L'Ish? They swarad Avad Lekert, Poshit. They gave him Ashkenaz, the word of Chokbazod, was Ein Kodesh Linchos. The words of the Archa Shulchan, the B'shasad Chak, and in the basic Sroli can be Mekel, but Iker we are Machmer, not B'shasad from Eish Meish. The question is, there's something called a pilot light. Today's generation, I'm not sure they know what that is exactly, but it used to be in the Haim that all ovens, until the 1990s, they had a special eighth of how to light your gas range. That means you have four burners over here. So what they do now is you have the spark over there. That after a couple of years it breaks, but right after the warranty wears out, the next day it breaks. Now you take a match, you strike a match, and the mice says you like a fire. In the Haim, they had a better eight over here. They had, if you pick up their gas range, you light a little small fire there. You had a little candle there burning nonstop. It was always burning. Much for years. When you open up the gas, so the candle goes straight to the gas and light the fire. You do not need any match, you would not need any. You don't have to make any spark over there. Why should you have a fire over there? So the question is, can you stand upon a pilot light, this little flame over here, to be makel, to be stand upon the idea of Bishlakim? That means the basically eights are in this, back in the 80s, 70s, and 60s, that you tell your guy to do me a favor, make for me lunch or supper over here, and go cook, and there's a fire that you might have made. It's Eish L'Eish. So the shallow why it might have not to work is the Chura. The whole time was that a kisa b'diavet, and therefore those one time that how can you step upon this eight? So it's the best of all the kisa b'diavet. Sadly, the Meisa, there are numerous places people who Meisa were mekel, Shevkosi, Rabelski, Namusal Meisa, mekel Eish L'Eish. The reason why they mekel, they point out the chuz better than the kisa Ramo. I mean, the kisa Meisa Ramo is where you have a fire here, you take it away, you put it over there. Two different things. You get the pilot light, either number one, the flame was mamish in the middle, it was in part over there. And therefore, as the wick gets hot, say you're spreading out to burners over there. So that means if you touch your oven range on top, your hand is hot. And the whole thing got hot, just not very hot. So it was there. But even more than that, they say, much better, is that when you open up the gas, so the flame in the middle goes to the thing straight, and they had a fire over here. It was connected, and then it was connected one to another. That means not like there's a fire over here, you picked up the fire by match, you put it somewhere else. And what is all connected to the source. So once it connects to the pilot, it's a continuation from that flame. It's not a second flame. It's not Ish Meish. It's Ish itself. Now, myself, those who want to have a mavuch against it, Now, today, day and age, since the 1990s, there were new government regulations for dangerous reasons. I'm not sure why. They stopped letting you make these things. At least in America, I'm not sure if it was in the Israel. I don't see it in Israel either. I don't seem to have it, and they stopped having it. Unless you have an older oven before the 1990s, we tried the government regulations. When it is a question to Shlom Zalman, again, as Prince Elisha Shlomo and the old prince, the certain Rav from America came to Shlom Zalman, wanted to ask Mashkos to Mishal Akram, he didn't want to answer, until he told him, you know, you have to follow my pesach over here, you don't have any clues over here. So one thing that came up over there was the question to be summoned upon a pilot light. So you mentioned last time Shlom Zalman did not like the clues in Mishal Akram. You might not like it. He says, you know, why is so much intermarriage? Because mine is that, because we don't listen to Chazal, we have all these clues over here. One thing he mentioned was the case of the gold bar, the light bulb inside of it. The second thing he mentioned, even things that are brought down to Shulchan Aruch, even that, a personal message should be machmer. The example he brings down is the case over here of the pilot light, of Eish Meish, even though Amoz Mekel. And the pilot might be even better. He says, you know, you want me to take on a kikir of a Kral Yisrael? You know, you want to do something for them? You know, work upon the Shulchan Aruch, pass Akum, take on the Chumers over here, go be Kotzal, Kotzal over here. Then he was against it. He did say the pilot light maybe worked for the first part. The second, third, or fourth time he held it, well, not to be summoned upon it. Something for the Shani or Stromach, they say maybe the first time is the first Eish, but afterwards did not want to be summoned upon it. Then he gets the signal of a pilot light who comes out. Yes and no, Mimavucha, today not in the Gertos. Shabazaman gave the Moshe Shiboy anyway, the mice in his day said not to be summoned upon it, maybe for the first part. And all these things over here, when you go through the signal, you know, you have two sides over here. It's most cool if you're Abadon. You have tzir, tzir, tzir to make over here. And then we have the Muslim, Shlom Zalman, to take on the Chumras over here. Why? Because of intermarriage. We draw the line when yes, when no. Do we really have to give up wives and tail chips? No. What's the side of the way to be left for? It's a great question over here. People are like, come on over here. It's a good child over here. Each one to his own. You have to have different negotiations. One time, it is more terrible than the Chumras to be coming back with a finish of a light plug of a min, because of the come from. The pilot, you tell me where the cool coming from. Some Ishma Ish that we should make you argue about. So you couldn't have two sugars over here. You don't have to take out all the chumras, and don't take out all the coolers. You know, people have to kind of hug this. You have to learn the sugar, come out well, what's important, what's not important. And then when you put things together, then that's how you should live life over here. On Wednesday, from the Sirches till the end of the sugar. That's welcome.